Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's a party with the best of them.
I thought you were going to say, I'm ready to get fisted.
On Friday, to be fair, if any day I was going to get fisted, today's probably not the day. My bowels are just a little all over the place.
Today is Tuesday, if y'all don't know.
But yeah, it's not in our hearts and minds.
Yeah.
It's fisting Friday.
Yeah. But, you know, if you were to get fisted on a Friday... But when your bowels are okay, you know, if it was your first time, you'd have a little bit of time to recover on the weekend.
That is true. And I do love a weekend recovery.
I just opened. So, Megan.
That is my name.
For my birthday, got me a hot dog cooker, toaster.
Toasty.
And I opened the little pamphlet that came with it because it says it's a nostalgia party. And they've got... ice cream makers, s'mores makers.
Yeah, no, they're...
regular toaster, taco toasters.
It was hard to resist the entire collection.
A Coke machine? Like, it's like a machine so, that I guess you get the syrup and make your own Coke.
I thought it was like just one of those freezers. It's like a soda. What's it called? The Soda Stream.
Yeah, but specifically for Coke.
Branded.
Mm-hmm. They've got a beer tap, a tea maker.
Like a kettle?
Like
an iced tea.
Like an iced tea brewer thing. Taco Tuesday dispenser, a ice maker, icy snow cone maker.
The cotton candy machine. I don't know.
You know you've created a monster now.
But I'm giving you the key to enter the doorway, but this felt like the most logical and useful one of the bunch, because when I tell you I want so badly to buy somebody the fucking cotton candy maker, like, I'm obsessed with it. Like, I just think it is so fun and camp. Like, I love it. Here's the thing. If they could give me a funnel cake maker, which I know is just a deep fryer, and that's too stressful for me, but I love the idea of that. I love the idea of a midday funnel cake. Can you imagine? What's your funnel cake topping of choice?
I'm a classic powdered sugar. But if I'm going to go all out, like, add a little fanciness to it, then it would be Nutella.
Mm.
What about you?
Whipped cream and strawberries. Mm. But I'm also, like, I'm a berries and cream lad, like, to the day I fucking die. Throw me some, I used to, like, as a dessert, like, also because I was, like, upset. What book were those in? I don't know if it was, like, The Little Princess or, like, Laura Ingalls Wilder, but, like, something along the lines of, like, one of those, like, young children doing something, some blah, blah, blah. And it would be, like, they're eating berries and cream. Like, that was my shit. And so, like, I used to be, like, okay, I'm gonna have a bowl of, like, softly whipped cream and some strawberries. It's amazing. Oh, I love it. I could go for that right now.
They have a Kool-Aid gummy candy maker.
So does that mean we can make our own Nerds rope?
Yes.
Because Kyle would die for that shit.
They also have a Oscar Mayer bacon and griddle.
Ooh.
Which you just, there's like a wall.
No, I saw that one.
That you put bacon on and lie it on there. You can make your hamburgers on one side and buns on another. It's sold out. I was about to add it to my cart. And it's Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, call up, get a favor.
Yeah. No, it's probably for the best.
You have to think about your counter space. But you have a lot of space. But it
folds up. So you can easily put it away.
That's nice.
It folds up as smaller than this toaster.
Ooh.
It opens to the... See, it's very small.
Oh, that is very small.
Well, should we get into what this is?
We shall. This is Fisting Friday, where we read the results from the last week's episode of But Am I Wrong? And if you're like, this is the first time I'm hearing about this, you're lost. We love you. So much love. Just going back to last week's episode of But Am I Wrong? And listen, you can vote. Well, not now. You can vote for the upcoming one. But you'll see what we are talking about and reading the results for. So the voting is still up for this week's episode. But now we get to read the results via the Instagram, Megan and Melissa, wherever you go on Instagram. So just on Instagram.
What?
What?
Wherever you go on Instagram,
just on Instagram. I was joking. I said wherever you go to see Instagram, which is just on Instagram.
You could go on your phone. You can go from your computer.
It's true.
You can go from your iPad. That's all I got. I think that's all the options. Okay, so I'm up first. I'm going to celebrate my birthday however I want. 1% said that I was wrong. 99% said I was not wrong. It was brought to my attention that I had a similar one the year before that I do not remember at all. No,
I didn't either until people said that. And I looked back and I go, oh yeah, bitches are trying to take you down on your day of birth.
Yeah, and I didn't even do anything last year, but worked, so...
And they were mad about that.
Yeah, I guess I can't make it. And people were mad again this year.
Yeah.
I can't please everyone.
And you shouldn't, especially on your birthday.
Exactly. It's about my own pleasure. And it's odd because I usually remember weird details about everything. And the fact that I didn't remember this.
You don't remember that you had a circle of haters around you. And then they reared their heads again this year.
Uh-huh.
Can't be shocked next year.
No, I can't.
Now we know who our targets are in dodgeball.
Uh-huh.
Give them like a different, give them like put them on a different team. So, you know.
Yeah. I did have one friend tell me, she's like, I haven't seen you in a couple years, but I'm now a Reiki instructor and I will gift you a free Reiki session. I was like, okay.
Okay.
That's a good one. You know, no hate for not being invited to anything because we hadn't like talked in a while. So I was like, I'm not going to invite you because then that'd be weird. But she was great, you know.
Did you do it?
Not yet.
The only Reiki, no hate to Reiki at all. The only, I only know of like the white girls from my high school who said that that's what they were doing. It was just like really them like.
I'm not going to pay for a Reiki like, session.
Punching on your chest being like, this is your shock. And I was like, you're that's 11.
That's not even Reiki. No, Reiki is just like warming your hands together and then gently pressing.
It's, and it's all about like good energy. And I just have to say, these girls punching in the chest were not good
energy.
They did not have good energy.
No.
Remind me to tell you what her name was off camera. But I remember one, she just like touched my boob. And I was like, can you not? Like, this is like, I didn't ask for any of this. Mm. She left my high school.
Okay.
And she has the most like Marin name in the world.
Great. Oh, I did post some thotty pictures and got some DMs.
I'm sure you did. There's no way you didn't.
But I also got a DM from a man that I know is married and had a child last year.
Did you just send back the picture of a birth announcement?
He keeps sending me messages. Like, I haven't responded to any of them, and he keeps sending them. So I'm going to screenshot them as soon as I find his wife, and it'll be sent to her.
If you need help, I'll help you find her.
Yeah.
That's, in the words of the iconic TikTok noise, which I'm pretty sure is by Nabella, right? Maybe I'm wrong. But like, are you not embarrassed?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Especially you just see these messages unresponded to. No acknowledgement, and you're like, I'm gonna keep slanging.
Yep.
Throwing my dick in your throwing the dick to the DMs. Uh-huh. Maybe she's just not getting what I'm hinting at.
Right.
You're like, no, I got it. I've chosen to not respond. Uh-huh. Maybe she didn't see it.
Even responded to my Days of Our Lives post and was like he never down responded bad. To anything before. Now he's constantly saying hello. Hi.
Stop.
Heart eyes emoji. How are you doing? Oh, that's the only soap opera I ever watched.
Don't try and bond with me over my special interests. Mm-mm.
Not gonna work.
Nasty. Go help your child.
Yeah.
Trash.
Heart eye emoji. Anyway.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black, and this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Next up, I'm like literally obsessed with this topic and I can't stop talking about it. It's me. Bring back treasure hunts. 3% said I was wrong. 97% said I was not wrong. Who the fuck thinks I'm wrong for bringing back treasure hunts? Like, you hate treasure? You hate fun?
I guess so.
You but hate fool's gold, which is a crime in itself.
Someone did ask, have you tried geocaching?
Isn't that how someone found like a dead body in a
suitcase? Well, people find things as well during treasure hunt.
Yeah, but I've yet to see a movie with a great soundtrack about geocaching. Like, if there is one, send it to me. But like right now, I get to romanticize this based on.
I told you about that man with the metal detector that's always finding weapons.
Yeah, but so that's me seeking those things out. But like, I'm pretty sure geocaching, is that what it's called?
Caching, I think.
Geocache. Because I'm pretty sure it's other people hide things for you, and I don't trust other people. Oh,
I gotcha.
Yeah, geocaching. Caching? Is that how you spell caching? I don't know what that word means.
Yeah, this
is an outdoor recreational activity in which participants use a global positioning system, receiver, mobile device, and other navigational techniques to hide and seek containers called geocaches or. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's not cache. Mm-hmm. At specific locations marked by coordinates all over the world. Like, that's a thing that I don't
You trust, just want to happen upon something.
I want to discover mm-hmm. something. Like, that's. I want the story. And I want it to be like a mystery involved. But like, oh, this man in Iowa hid a Tupperware container with 3 pennies in it. Like, that's not. What's the mystery in that?
REI has on their website how to get started geocaching.
Yeah, so I do remember seeing a TikTok where someone like went to this place and it was like a body in a duffel bag and it was teenagers who found it. And
that's
I was like,
disturbing.
That's the thing. It's like I don't trust other people to, because I don't know. If I stumble upon something shitty, I'm like, that's on me. Mm-hmm. But like if I like am trusting other people to be like, don't let me stumble upon something shitty, and I'm like, I still might do that on my own, but now. Now I'm just trusty strangers to do that.
Right. All right. Then we've got writer number one versus finessing their bully on OnlyFans. 1% said the writer is wrong. 99% said the writer is not wrong.
Then we have writer number two versus friends inviting someone the writer doesn't like on a road trip. 13% said the writer is wrong. 87% said the friends are wrong. And they responded.
They did.
Oh, by the way, someone did send you a birthday idea, and I forgot to tell you. Birthday idea, Dippin' Thoughts. You eat Dippin' Dots and be thoughts. Dippin' Thoughts? That's a great name. That's
pretty
name.
Good. It's pretty good. All right. I have it pulled up. Do you need it?
You're good. I can do it. I have it too, if you want.
You can do it.
Okay. Hi, writer here. She's not joining us on the trip. I've interacted with her many times. They're friends from a group on campus that they're all a part of, but the party was the only time I've hung out with her for an extended period of time. I generally am an extremely introverted person and tend to not be myself when I'm around unfamiliar people, which I didn't want happening on the only spring break trip I've been on. Totally feel that. I'm an Aquarius, so maybe that's why me and Melissa were on the same page. Ha ha ha. Also, yes, I've been wanting to join the Patreon for a while, but haven't gotten around to it. But we'll definitely be joining now. Amazing. Happy to have you.
Yeah. Somebody also said that they're stopping at the writer's house, and I definitely don't want people in my house that I don't like, which I thought was a valid point.
Yeah. I don't. I've had people at my house I don't like, and I've set the temperature to 50 degrees, and I said, here are the stairs if you would like to fall down them.
Megan.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He deserves it.
You're right.
Are you fucking kidding
me? You're right.
He
right.
deserves it.
I forgot
it.
About that.
Everybody, there's no way in hell you don't know who I'm fucking talking about. Mm-hmm. You all know him. Hopefully you don't love him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, someone else responded to that one and said, having been the friend who has had to say no before and the friend who wasn't strong enough to say no, 2 separate occasions, I would always now rather say no. Because being the odd person out sucks, and if they're inviting her because they want her there and then you don't, it's going to make your experience less fun and they'll want to do things, including her. If you don't, you'll end up avoiding her, which will mean avoiding them, and you'll spend what should be a final trip between friends alone. And if they're inviting her out of pity because she doesn't have any other plans or friends, then that's not great for the friend. Imagine thinking your friends want you there and then just only discovering that they extended the pity invite and not everyone wanted you there. It doesn't come out great for anyone unless this is some teen drama where you all somehow manage to resolve the differences and trauma coming together, like the new sister, the traveling pants or something. It's just not reality. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, writer number three versus mom, who is against wedding guests giving money for cash? I mean, giving gifts as cash.
Mom against asking wedding guests for cash.
Okay.
This is my fault. I wrote asking. And sometimes I love when our community goes...
You didn't
goes,
even write asking. You wrote against.
I'm like, I love when our community is just like, you know what? She tried. We're not going to correct her. Sometimes they'll be like, this one doesn't make sense. But they're like, we figured this one out.
3% said the writer is wrong. 97% said the writer... 97% said the mom is wrong. And we got people that wrote in. Said, I was torn on this one. I don't think it's wrong if she only asks for money, but I do think the mom is right that some people won't want to give cash. At the end of the day, do whatever you want for your own wedding. She didn't say that she didn't want to give cash. She just thought it wasn't, you know, it was uncultured to do so.
Uncouth.
Yeah. But then some other people said, in Korea, only really close relatives give gifts with envelopes of cash. The rest of the guests give envelopes of cash when they enter the banquet hall. And we also, we had, well, other people wrote, I can't find them, but other people wrote in and said that the same is true in Chinese culture as well, which I agree with.
Yeah, I do too. Next up, we have writer number 4 versus husband who questions decisions about tattoo. 2% said the writer is wrong. 98% said the husband is wrong. A lot of people were saying that, you know, they don't think that the writer is wrong, but the instinct to be like, oh, I'm just not going to do it, or just like, you know, not tell him about it, that there's, you know, it is such a no big deal thing that, like, if you have to pick and choose what exciting things that you tell your partner about, like, that you're going to do with your life, like, that you're doing or whatever, it's because there's, you know, you're going to be met with judgment. And so the not telling isn't, you should be able to tell your partner things that aren't, like asking for permission or saying it like a big life event, more just like a, oh, I'm excited about this thing.
Right. Then we've got Wrong of the Week, Democratic State Representatives Carlos Gonzalez and Judith Garcia. Who's wrong? 98% said these sick fucks are wrong, and 2% said these sick fucks are not wrong. They have, since we did this, they have walked back the bill.
They got a lot of pushback.
Yeah, and he said he did not intend for the bill to be a quid pro quo.
So do you not read when you endorse a bill, or did...
Right. I think he's the one that introduced it.
That's
himself.
What I'm saying. Like, so like, did you not do research before introducing like literally like a desired piece of legislation you'd like to pass for our government?
Right.
Or did you just not think that people... Did you like really misread the temp of like society and what people would think of this? So my wrong of the week, I nominated the makers and distributors of AI porn. 100% of people said AI deepfake porn. 100% of people said AI/deepfake porn is wrong, and 0% said it is not wrong. So I do have some updates. So someone messaged, and I didn't verify this, but it could be easily verified. So Cutie Cinderella did an update, I guess, and she said she reached out to several attorneys to see about suing them for the... like AI deepfake porn, but they told her that she doesn't have a case because there's currently no laws against deepfake porn. So that's fucked as hell. And then I got a message from someone who I got their permission to share this, and they said, hey guys, after listening to the most recent episode of But Am I Wrong titled Finessing OnlyFans Subscribers, the AI porn one really hit home for me. When I was 14, I'm 19 now, a boy from my school edited a load of girls from my school, including me, onto pictures of naked people to the point where it looked real. They were sent around the school and led to nasty comments being made about us for months. Thank you for being so sensitive about this subject. As someone that this has affected, I really appreciate it. And I had said, like, asked for permission, and I shared how sorry I was for her and how fucked up that was. And she said, I feel like awareness needs to be brought about the fact that not only are websites doing this, but the effect that it is having on younger people who it's being done too. And it's not just like famous people. It's, and I think a lot of the time people think the plights of people in the public eye are famous. It's like, oh, well, you signed up for it. And it's like, first of all, no. Like, being famous doesn't eliminate your right for consent or body autonomy. But also, how we treat people in the public eye affects how we treat people in our everyday lives. And this is not technology that is only the only capabilities to be used on public figures. Like, you can use it on anyone.
Anyone. Children. That's why I had said, if his thing was, I was just curious about it, then why wouldn't you just put your own face on it?
Yeah. Fucked. Absolutely fucked.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You know, this is not the same thing, but related because it's AI as well. There's this company called Replika, but the R-E-P-L-I-K-A.
I think I know what this is.
About the people that pay $70 a year to create like a companion for themselves, but a lot of people created girlfriends, virtual girlfriends, and the company itself stopped allowing for the AI to like consent to sexual things that were happening to them. So like if the person that they were, the real person was like typing some sexual prompt, then the AI now will not participate in it when before they were, which
how
means,
mad are they?
Which means like with AI, it's just pulling information from other just like random websites.
Crowdsourcing.
Crowdsourcing. And now, so they've stopped with the abusive conversations and even like they were saying like the chat bots were like sexually harassed and made them like it would be like a force type of thing that was
like fulfilling like non-consensual fantasies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so now they've stopped all of it and people are mad.
Yeah.
Like very, very mad. And they also are on Reddit. There's a whole Reddit if you want to read these sick fucks things. I didn't read it, but I just saw somebody loosely talking about it. And people were in the comments were saying, like, I thought that the people initially, like, that used this app, were it was just, like, trolling and didn't understand how bad it was.
Yeah. No, it's fucked. And mm-hmm. also, I think, like, we're going to just see an influx of these things because like the incel community has only grown stronger with like the pandemic and like people being inside and, you know, parents not having a lot of resources to pay attention to their kids and support them while they're still working. So there's just like a lot, like it radicalized like a lot of fucking people and it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really, really fucking sick.
And it's known as ERP, which means erotic foreplay. And so...
Again, I think we need to make Transformers required viewing. Like, you need to treat... Like, you want to live in the technological age. Like, you don't have a choice at this point. Like, you have to treat technology with respect, whether or not it has, like, the name of a woman or something. Like, mm-hmm. you should treat your possessions with respect. And I don't think that you, like, I don't believe that, like, technology is, like, really something that you can, as an individual, possess. Because, like, it is public information, whatever it is. Like, they have so much more of your information than you have of theirs. Mm-hmm. Like, we are granted, I think it's a right that we should be able to use, like, have all of these resources and stuff. But, like, it's a two-way street. You're gaining information and access from them. They're gaining information and access from you. So, like, treat these fucking things with respect. You do not know one day that they are going to come alive, and you want to be on the right side of history.
It's not even that for me, like, them coming alive is that it gets in the hands of the wrong people because at this point, it only does what you tell it to do. And if you want it to stop doing things like this company...
Yeah.
Essentially, it was... And it's... They only stopped it because they were getting fined. But it only does what you tell it to do. So if a really, really evil, evil, evil person is able to access that information, it's going to do terrible things.
Yeah. There has to be regulations on all mm-hmm. of this shit. And so at the same time, though, then it's like, okay, well, people should fuck up. So the regulations can be built because
yeah.
for some reason we actually can't. Do anything preemptively because why? That doesn't make us money. Someone did suggest for me that I should get a metal detector, and I love that journey for me.
Mm-hmm. I told you that. It wasn't just them.
I know. I wanted it for a very long time, but I think I'm going to create some ground rules for myself. Not doing anything at my home. I'm not doing anything at friends' homes.
You could accidentally find something that scares you.
Exactly. I don't need to do that. I'm pretty good at picking up on vibes. Like anytime I'm in a town and I go, this place is haunted. And then I look it up after I leave and I go, oh, it is haunted. Mm-hmm. But I don't have that vibe where I live and I don't need to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with like where my loved ones live. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay away from that.
You can do it here.
Okay. maybe I'll find you a ghost or an alien. Maybe, exactly. Maybe I need like one of like another detector that'll help me find those things. So I listened to their new podcast is called Your Mom and Dad from Jess, who used to be on Chatty Broads, mm-hmm. and her husband, Evan. I'm obsessed with them. Like, I love them so much. And I'm like, Mom, if we were cooler, like, I would love to be friends with them. Like, they're just great. And so their house, they've like talked about how it's haunted all the time. And their daughter is chaotic and fucking hilarious. And so she would like talk about these, like, she's like, oh, this like lady came and like stood by my bed. And they're like, what the fuck? And they're like getting freaked out. But so they like downloaded like an app that like talk like
where on your
you
phone?
Like where you I've show those things or whatever. And they like, you know, was able to like, oh, sense a presence in there. And they were like, you know what, whatever, it's like a fucking app. Like, who,
it's not really sensing anything.
But they were both like, the shit is like scary because like they'll hear things and like see different things. But then I think the real big catalyst was like someone dropped off these like creepy dolls at their door with like a photo of them and was like, oh yeah, like I know the person used to live here, and like, here are some dolls. And it's like, the fuck. But I like applaud them for like a good chunk of time, and maybe I would have done it if I had a kid too who was getting freaked out, but they like really entertained it like within their own home. And I was like, I would have just moved. Like, that would have scared the absolute shit out of me.
Oh. People that are afraid of the ghosts. Y'all but make me laugh.
I also think that, like, I would be so much more afraid. Like, I used to live, like, growing up, like, it's nighttime. It's fucking silent. Except for the house, like, the sound of, like, the house settling. Like, I never want to live in silence like that ever again.
When I go back home now, it's weird.
I know. It's a little... Did you like the caption of your birthday post implying mm-hmm. that you were going to get Eiffel Towered
by a ghost? I liked how you were coded in it because, you know, my mother asked a lot of questions.
Of course. Yes. And she commented on, was it your picture? And uh-huh. she just said like, oh my, or something. Yeah. And I was like, hey, I know that I gotta speak in a way that she'll be like, what a cute picture.
Yep.
And won't be like, Melissa, you're trying to get Eiffel Towered by a ghost.
She wouldn't even know what that means.
No, she goes, where are you going? You're going to Paris?
She commented the covering your face emoji, then the heart emoji, then the praise hands emoji. And then I said,
bringing Jesus back.
I said, okay, mother. And then Melanie said, creepy emoji choice, mommy. Then Coco said, this thread is hilarious. And then I said, let me decipher this. One, she's saying, with the face cover, she's saying, Melissa, like she always does. Two, she's saying, I'm not surprised, but I still love you, though. That's what the heart emoji is. And then mm-hmm. the praise hands are, but you did fuck that shit up.
Yep. Yeah. She goes, that's still my girl.
Yeah.
That's my kid.
Yeah. But she doesn't understand, like, responding to replies, so she'll never even see that.
I love the knowledge you have of, like, what your parameters are on social media and like what your mom is going to be uh-huh. able to see and what she's not. Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a direct response, but she doesn't even, she was saying something about how do I get to, well, she had asked me why I didn't repost her thing to my story, her post for my birthday. And I said, well, your account's locked and you'd posted it in your feed, not like to your story. So I can't repost it. And then I said, I'll screenshot it and post it.
And she goes, she's like, okay. You know, she just wants to sing from the rooftops about her baby girl's birthday.
Oh, I know that she most likely wrote a whole paragraph about me on Facebook. I didn't check.
Oh,
she does it to all of us every year.
Who gets the best? Because here's the thing.
It's not a best.
Well, I was going to say.
She's in a competition with herself.
You get like, you have like the easy slide first one.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, like, how do you make the middle special?
It's still special, trust me. Okay. She writes dissertations. That's well, what we call
them. Well, you know, she's got experience with it.
But she does, on my birthday, she always sends me, or no, on Valentine's Day, she always sends me chocolate-covered strawberries from her and my dad and said,
that's adorable.
You are our first Valentine, because I was born 2 days before.
Oh.
So there's that. All right. Well, do you have anything else to add?
No. I do not think I do. I think I've got some TikToks to show you when we take our little break. But mm-hmm. other than that.
There's also something we need to listen to. I didn't forget.
I hope you did.
No.
I'm nervous. What if it's great?
I know. That's why we have to do
that's
it.
That's not why you want to listen
no, to No, that it. Is. Like, I really want to support young artists.
I just want to know what his current aesthetic is so I can know what I'm getting into. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's see if he's on Facebook. Anyways.
Well.
You know what? We're not gonna tease you any longer.
No. We're done fisting you, though.
We are. I hope you enjoyed. I hope that was good for you. I hope you're feeling quenched. I hope you're feeling stuffed and mm-hmm. filled. And we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.